Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Bible. Today we come to Judges chapter 2, verse 10, a new book. Judges chapter 2, verse 10. Here's what the verse says. After that whole generation had been gathered to their ancestors, another generation grew up who neither knew the Lord nor what he had done for Israel. After Joshua, another generation grew up who neither knew the Lord or what he had done for Israel. That's unbelievable, isn't it? A group of people pass through childhood to adulthood without effectively being taught about the person of God, without being exposed to the experiences that would allow them to see God's power firsthand. How in the world does that happen? How did that happen? Well, a better question would be, is that happening in your home with your children? Are you teaching the next generation about the Lord and backing it up with your life? What you say becomes irrelevant when your walk and your talk don't jive. Are you placing your children in situations where they can experience God's faithfulness? Are you placing them in stretching experiences where they have to depend on God? Are you giving your children the opportunity to own their faith? See, faith is not an heirloom we simply pass down. A living faith must be personally and powerfully experienced. The fact is that we're not going to get out of this life alive. One day, all too soon, we're going to be gone. So here's the question. When your children walk away from your grave and go to their cars, will they do so in the power of the Spirit or with meaningless religious remnants? See, what you say and do today will determine the answer to that question. Lord, help us to pass on the example of a personal relationship with you. Don't let us leave behind a Judges 2:10 generation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.